Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
A rural politician is calling for a clampdown on companies behind sat-nav technology, which are directing motorists down unsuitable roads. The Fianna Fáil councillor in County Kerry, Brendan Fitzgerald, has tabled a motion to contact Google Transport for Ireland and the Department of Transport to stop the practice, which he says is disrupting local people's everyday lives. It follows a recent incident which saw Connor Pass in West Kerry close after a HGV lorry took directions from a sat nav and got stuck. So Brendan joins me. Good afternoon to you, Brendan, Fianna Fáil councillor and member of the Kerry County Council. Brendan Fitzgerald, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall. Thanks for having me.
Now, when they said this to me earlier on, when Ashley, my producer, mentioned this story to me, I was a little bit confused as to what you actually meant. So maybe you could explain it in plain English to me.
Yeah, no problem. I'm not looking to ban or clamp down or anything. All I'm looking for is that when there are mistakes or errors, there's a system in place whereby yourself or myself or any of your listeners could contact, or the local authority could contact on behalf of people to point out to the tech companies that this is not the route to use. You're bringing people the wrong way to locations. I think maybe a lot of it might be in the settings in the whatever system you're using. Mm-hmm. It'll maybe go the shortest route as opposed to the main route.
Okay.
As you said there, like there was an incident there a few months ago where an articulated lorry was brought up the Connor Pass. I'm not sure if you've travelled the Connor Pass.
I've never travelled the Connor Pass, but it doesn't sound like it's the most amenable place to get an articulated lorry.
Well, they're prohibited from travelling there because of height restrictions and weight restrictions.
Well, then surely the sat-nav would know that. Well, it should. It's getting better sat-nav, isn't it? That kind of stuff.
Well, that's exactly the point now. Even from highlighting this, I've had calls from people where they've actually tried to report errors or mistakes to the tech companies, and they haven't been able to talk to anybody. They haven't been able to find somebody to report it between emailing, going on forums and stuff on the tech companies' websites, and nothing gets done. So it's just people going around, like our local authorities. Like, if they can't do it, then it has to be the Department.
I'm surprised when you're saying this. I'm wondering, I'm looking at my phone now at Google Maps, etc., because as you're talking, I'm looking. Do they not have a report, a button somewhere in it, or, you know, that you can report, you know, something that's wrong, or maybe a place that's not there anymore, or a road that's been removed or changed, or is there not a button there to report things?
They all have different systems. I'm sure there is. But sometimes that does not work. And what I spoke with a person this morning, and after I think a year and a half, it was during lockdown where their address was in, so every single delivery driver for another location was calling to their house because in the mapping system that it had, their house is coming up as this location.
Okay.
Lots of people were doing shopping.
I'm looking at Google Maps here as we speak. Sorry to interrupt you. But I'm looking at Google Maps. So on the bottom of the menu, it has Explore, Commute, Saved, Contribute and Update. So I click Contribute and it gives me an option to edit the map, add a place, write a review or make a comment. So obviously that goes straight back to Google, and then they obviously, somebody at some point in life will analyse that. But I do get the point you're making, because here we go. Classic example. I was coming from Sandyford this morning over to the Three Arena where the radio station is. I went over the bridge. I went out the Rock Road, out towards Sandyford. But when I was coming back, my sat-nav told me to go a different way, which was through housing estates.
Yeah.
Through housing estates, because there was a traffic jam on the Rock Road.
And that's not, like, for me, that's where the issue. Can you picture the people who are living in that housing estate, and all of a sudden there's lorries, buses, camper vans and cars coming through the housing estate? That's not designed for that level of traffic, because whatever system they have is saying it's the fastest route. In my own hometown in Dingle, there's a route just outside of town, and it's basically the quickest route, but it's only for local traffic ever used it. And now you have lorries, buses, camper vans, everybody using it because it's the quickest route into the town. And getting back to, I don't know if it was Google Maps or whatever, but there's a whole host of these companies. And I suppose the thing I want is that, as opposed to the ordinary individual, that this is the responsibility of the department to ensure that the mapping information that is being used is updated, correct, and bringing people on the route that's used, like bringing an articulated lorry over Connor Pass.
Like, that was not acceptable.
You know, and the thing is, I know, maybe in that you can report it, Niall, but there's an awful lot of this going on. Yeah. And unfortunately, some people can't report it because they're not tech savvy. All I'm calling for is an office or something. These tech companies have lots of funding. They have lots of people at their disposal.
No, money is no object to them. We can be sure of that. Yeah.
The amount, it's take that. I'm sure that housing estate that you drove through, or that was pointing you to, guaranteed the residents there are looking for speed bumps and traffic calming measures to be put in. The local authorities probably say, because of the extra traffic that the maps are bringing through there, the local authorities probably does not have the funding for all those things.
Yeah, I never actually thought of it like this, Ben Don, at all. But I mean, and this morning, as it was a classic example, when I was going over, I went out the Rock Road, and it brought me up through Stillorgan and up by Dundrum to where I was going in Sandyford. But then when I was coming back, it obviously detected, because sat-nav is so clever nowadays, it understands the traffic, that there was a high level of traffic, and it took me a different route back, which saved me, and it came up my screen, will save me 8 minutes. Yeah. So me being the person I was, I went, okay, well, I'll do that.
You'll see it even if you say travelled across the country, and next minute all of a sudden you're driving, it'll take you off the motorway or the main route and bring you to the secondary route or to the tertiary route, and next minute all of a sudden you're going down this road that's getting narrower and narrower, and then
that's
there's
happened,
people standing having a chat outside their house, maybe doing a bit of gardening or whatever, and they're looking, oh, here's another person who's following the mapping system.
Okay.
And it's getting more and more. And like the thing about it is, I suppose, look, I use map apps all the time when I'm traveling, and I will always use them. Technology is supposed to make things easier for us. When there's errors or when there's unintended consequences from the technology we're using it, we have to have the facilities there to make sure that people can report them and action is taken to fix it. That's all I was looking for.
No, and you know what? I'm listening to you now, from what I actually read this morning, it's not as barmy as I thought. It's actually very logical, to be honest with you, because you're right. I shouldn't have been driving to somebody's house, the housing estate, this morning just to save me 7 or 8 minutes, because that's not the way the world should work. I should have more consideration, and we all should have more consideration. But these maps are the ones that are getting us to do this. They're encouraging us to have less consideration.
Well, you just summed it up there perfectly for me. Maybe if you could be our champion on this, because like I know I have gotten calls and...
Ashley, I'm now a spokesperson for Fianna Fáil, all right? Officially.
Well, fair play to you.
Brendan, listen, it's been lovely talking to you. You make perfect sense now. I had no understanding of what this was about earlier on, and I was looking at it thinking, the world gone mad? But I have an absolute understanding of it now, and you're 100% right. I completely agree with you.
And Niall, I'll invite you to come down to Kerry and to travel the Connor Pass in a proper car that's able to go over, because there's no finer place in the world than going over Connor Pass, looking down over the North Shore, Clahan, Brandon, Castle Gregory, and you look over to the west and you see Dingle and the Dingle Peninsula and West Kerry. It's glorious. So you're more than welcome to come down and visit us at any time.
Does it mean that will I have to represent Fianna Fáil if I go down?
You will represent yourself as you always do. There's no political allegiance at all.
Well, listen, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air. There you go. Fianna Fáil councillor, member of the Kerry County Council, Brendan Fitzgerald, talking about, and it does actually make perfect sense, because that was a classic example this morning. I had to go over at 9 o'clock this morning to Sandyford to drop a car back that I had a loan of. I'll talk about that again, by the way, another time, an electric car. And I was coming back again to the radio station, and I wanted to be back here for 10:30. I left there at 10 o'clock. And because the Rock Road, as people know it as the Rock Road, the Black Rock Road, and you know the road is Stillorgan and all that, it's kind of always busy with traffic. It recommended, as I came out of Sandyford, a secondary route. So it kind of went, do you want to take this? You'll save 8 minutes. So I kind of went, yeah, I do. So I pressed the button, and it took me through like a few housing estates. You know, and there was some ramps, by the way, but it took me through a few housing estates, and then down, it brought me down then towards the, you know, the East Link Bridge. A different route, which I wasn't familiar with, but it did save me a bit of time. But he's right. It's a bit unfair, because if everybody thought like me and was probably as inconsiderate as I was on that particular occasion, and if everybody started taking, you know, the route to the housing estates, it's a bit unfair on people who live there to have all this traffic suddenly, you know, and including, he's right, HGV trucks coming down to their housing estate because it's quicker. he's right. He's got a point. And I think sat nav companies need to be more conscious of, you know, the world around them, et cetera, when they're guiding people, particularly if they're guiding some truck through the Connor Pass. I've never been there, but it does sound like it's a difficult place to negotiate a truck through. That's for sure.
Hi, Niall. Liam is the name. Just in relation to your topic there on sat-navs and HGV vehicles going up the wrong roads, there are two types of sat-navs. The normal one that you would have on your phone is only recommended and suitable for cars. A HGV driver should not use them whatsoever because they're not designed for HGV trucks. You have to pay for a sat-nav for a HGV truck. And that's why an awful lot of people won't get them. They're anything in the range of 200 to 400 euro, depending on which one you get. So this driver obviously used the one in his phone, which is dedicated for cars and cars only. He was a very inexperienced man to do that in the first place. Love the show. Bye.
So obviously there's a dedicated one for HGV drivers that avoids routes that have low bridges, narrow roads, etc., etc., or somewhere where he's not going to be able to reverse if he makes a mistake. Getcha. I didn't know that, but there you go. I don't think Brendan knew that either. But it doesn't make any difference. It's still bringing, you know, ordinary traffic through places that it shouldn't be. So I still agree with Brendan on this point he made. And let's have another listen to another message.
Hi, Niall. Caroline here. Just talking about driving down mad roads with HGVs and all that. We were in Donegal here last year and we had a caravan. And we put into the sat-nav where we were going to go, to the caravan site. Well, you want to see the roads it brought us. There was sheep on the roads. Like, you wouldn't even get a car down these roads. So Google Maps really need to change their maps. Like, they need to say, well, it's for a car or for a bus or a truck or a caravan or something like that, because you want to see the roads. Oh, my God. Lethal.
And it is important, by the way, if you have a sat-nav on your car, now not your Google Maps one, that you update it, because you can, and it's usually free with your manufacturer to update it. You go to the website, put a USB stick in, update it, because otherwise you will arrive at a destination that doesn't exist anymore. That's happened to me a few times. You have arrived at your destination and you're looking and you're going, oh, I see a field. Where's me destination? Or it'll take you up a road that doesn't, it only has a one-way system now, for example, that didn't previously have a one-way system. So you need to update your maps constantly all the time, particularly if it's your car sat-nav. And as I said, you can do that by going to your car website. Now, I thought that was an interesting piece, by the way. Thank you very much indeed, Aisling, because I was very confused this morning when I read the story. I thought we were going to have some mad conversation. There you go, I actually agree with them.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.